They came, they protested, they left. 17 Greenpeace activists boarded two Finnish icebreakers in Helsinki today, clambered onto cranes and unfurled banners demanding that Shell Oil suspend plans to drill in the Arctic Ocean. Shell leased the icebreakers to support its oil and gas production operations on the northern Alaskan coast, which is just across from Finland. We looked at our map. It's fascinating. The Greenpeace activists ended their protest after a few hours. Meanwhile, in nearby Norway, businesses, tourists, and politicians are beating a path to this, the northernmost inhabited place on Earth, looking for opportunities revealed by melting polar ice. Cold, dark, and desolate much of the year, the islands of Svalbard in the Norwegian Arctic are flourishing. The BBC's Paul Henley was there as Svalbard emerged from the long polar night.
In the 18th century, Dutch and Danish prisoners facing execution were given an option of manning the whaling boats here. Most, I'm told, chose death over icy, desolate Svalbard. Nowadays, the arrivals hall at the airport is packed with visitors eager for the high north experience, joining well over 2,000 permanent residents.
This place has a nightclub, it has shops, it has cinema, there's loads of social events.
It's a dream place to live. It's a bubble of peace. It's a really tight-knit community.
Svalbard's rejuvenation, there are no fewer than three kindergartens here, is the result of it having been singled out as a centre for research into global warming and polar technology. It's also because so many countries, from China and South Korea to the US, now want to make their presence felt here. As the ice melts, lucrative new shipping routes opening up, and possible oil and gas reserves are becoming more accessible. The opportunities are not something the European Union wants to miss out on, as its High Representative Baroness Ashton's helicopter arrival proved.
And I want to thank you for your visit.
And then when I say go, you will just release it.
We can manage that, I think.
At New Orleans Scientific Research Station, she released a balloon which will measure ozone levels in the Arctic stratosphere.
It's extraordinary. It's beautiful. And you see economic activity, which I hadn't perhaps expected. The combination of supporting this fragile environment through the research and also the economic activity, which is so important to the countries of the Arctic.
Politicians, royalty and celebrities have been queuing up to sample the local transport, show off their green credentials and generally stake a claim in a place which promises so much in the future. Perhaps it isn't surprising that the scientists who live and work here sometimes feel pressure for their work to fit a political message. Professor Doug Benn is a glaciologist.
The world is waking up to the importance of the Arctic as a region in itself and also in terms of its global repercussions. The thing is that many people have an agenda with regard to Arctic issues, either in terms of resources to be exploited or fragile habitats to be protected. But it's very, very important, I think, as scientists, that we maintain an independent voice and strive to discover exactly what is happening here and what the implications will be.
A lot of people, a lot of interests are coming to this region to see and understand.
The Norwegian Foreign Minister, Jonas Gahr Støre, has made this region his number one foreign policy priority. With a stated aim of keeping the high north a zone of low tension, he's optimistic he can juggle the potentially competing interests of foreign powers, including those of Russia, his neighbour and big rival as energy supplier to Europe.
There is no issue up here which begs for a military solution. There's a lot of Cold War thinking still hanging in people's analysis. And that's why we welcome so many people coming here to see for themselves the very exciting part of the world, which actually begs for cooperation, responsibility and low tension.
So far, the only guns allowed on Svalbard are for protection against polar bears, and human conflict seems a very distant concept.
What's happening today?
The sun are coming.
Where's the sun?
Behind the mountain. Yes, it's
as the whole community gathers to give the traditional spring welcome back to the sun after months of polar night, this northernmost inhabited place on Earth can expect more time than ever in the international spotlight.
The BBC's Paul Henley on Norway's Svalbard Islands.